Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did playing with a Ouija board bring on all the paranormal activity, or was it there all along?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want access to all of our bonus materials, ad-free content, it is all there. Apple Podcasts, you can sign up to get that directly on there, or patreon.com/realghoststories, or you can also go to ghostpodcast.com, the content there for you as well. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. And yes, what's going on with you, Carol Hughes?
Oh, you just cut out just for a minute.
Oh, I cut out?
Yeah, no.
I'm here. I'm back. It was my doppelganger that was talking to you. I just said, what's going on, Carol Hughes?
And I didn't reply, but I will now.
Okay.
So, when you mentioned the Ouija board, it just popped into my head that somebody on the Real Ghost Stories Online group page posted pictures of the largest Ouija board, period. And I'd never seen this, so I don't know how long it's been there, but it's in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
And it's called Ouijazilla. And it's 3,100 square feet, a little bit more than that. Weighs over 9,000 pounds. It's like, it is ginormous, but it looks really cool.
Like your whole family can get inside the 400-pound planchette and then move
your
around.
Your whole family can put their hand on it and push it.
Well, like you can actually get in it, it looks like.
You can actually be in it?
I see a photo of a family inside the planchette, the 400-pound, 15-and-a-half-foot-long planchette. And it looks like, you know, you walk along with it or something.
It's like really cool.
So it initially rested on 3 bowling balls to be used as bearings, but the movement wasn't smooth enough for my liking, so I replaced them with strong caster wheels, says the creator. So there you go. You can Ouija your whole body. Now, with that, that's like a full body experience, I would imagine, if you're out there.
I would think so. God. I would be curious, like, has anybody been in the planchette and it like mysteriously started moving on its own?
Could you just like lay on the planchette a bed and then it just kind of goes around for you?
And are they experiencing lots of paranormal activity around this Ouija board, or is it more like a park-like fun thing to take your family to?
Or is it like horror movie where it's like giant, super tall monsters that come out of the trees? It's not just zombies. You've now created something much larger because of the physical side of the board.
Man, you could really mess with people too. Like people are hanging out, checking it out, and you could dress up like in some weird costume and come out of this.
I think you get a remote control, some way to control the planchette with a remote control. And you can be like somewhere else and just kind of discreetly controlling it with your phone. And then everybody thinks it's actually going around and giving them messages.
I tell you, I think it's really cool.
I think it'd be great.
And this says that the original Ouija board was created by William Fuld, F-U-L-D, in 1917.
Well, I had no idea. Spirit boards go far back beyond that, but probably the modern incarnation of the Ouija board is that. But spirit boards date far, far back beyond
that. Well, and I think the ones that we know are probably when in the 60s, when they were like, aha, here's your Ouija board. And so that's probably
when Milton Bradley started making them or whoever had, somebody did it. Parker Brothers. I don't know. Somebody makes the Ouija board. Let's go to our first phone call. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi. Let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, my name is Sheila. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. And I am a new listener to the show. I have already become an EPP. I have so many stories. I'm a sensitive. I'm an empath. I've always been followed around by spirits. I'm able to see them, feel them, and contact them. However, there was a point in time in my childhood where everything started. And I was probably 9 or 10 at the time. And my mom was a single mom, so we lived with my aunt and my uncle and my two cousins and my younger sister. And we lived in this old Amish house. They had a history that I was not aware of when we first moved there. But we decided one night that we were just going to, you know, hang out. And we went into the closet and saw that there was an old Ouija board there. And so we grabbed it. And being kids, myself and my sister and my cousin Jamie, we all decided to sit around the kitchen table. My mom came in and lit candles and told us to just be careful. So we started asking questions, and immediately the planchette started moving, and it was just crazy. I was blaming my cousin for moving it. I was blaming my sister, who's younger than me. So, I mean, she's like 8 at the time. And we just kept asking questions like, are you a child? And it said yes. We asked, are you a girl? It said yes. And we continued conversing with the spirit and getting answers. And then all of a sudden, the planchette just spelled out the word scared. And then a breeze came through the room and blew out all the candles. So we got a little freaked out. And we said, well, we're just going to call this a night. And we went to bed. And we all slept in the same room at that point. I was laying in my bed at the time, and I was just laying there trying to fall asleep. I was staring across the room at my cousin, and she was already out cold. And I started to doze off when all of a sudden this cold, cold just chill came over me. I got goosebumps, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and I figured, oh, it's an old house, you know, and it was almost like fall, so it was a little chilly, so I just pulled the covers up, but I just couldn't get warm. And as I laid there, I started to feel like a pressure on my ankles. And I went to yell for my mom, but I couldn't even make out any words. And I swear, if it had been any colder, I could have seen my breath in that room. And I all of a sudden just felt like hands around my ankles. And I was all of a sudden just pulled from my bed, and I just landed on the floor. And I just laid there. I was so scared. I couldn't speak. I couldn't do anything. I was panicking. I was like hyperventilating because I was so scared. And I was just laying there. And as soon as I hit the floor, I was all of a sudden warm again. And whatever it was that yanked me out of bed wasn't there. And I said, oh, I'm probably, you know, having a nightmare. So I got up and I laid down and went back to sleep. The next morning, I got up and went out to the table for breakfast. And I was walking out of my room and my mom asked what was wrong with my ankles. And I had no idea what she was talking about. And then I remembered, oh, wait, I was pulled out of bed last night. Supposedly, I thought it was a nightmare. I looked down and it looked like barbed wire had been wrapped around my ankles. It was raw and red and indented, and it was really, really just, it was creepy. And of course I freaked out because I'm crying at this point, and my mom is just saying, it's okay, don't play with the Ouija board anymore, so she threw it away. And so me and my cousin after breakfast went outside, and there was this old barn out there. So we go into the barn and just start snooping around because, well, we're kids and we wanted to probably get in trouble. And we could hear something and see something like moving around in the very back of the barn. And I mean, this barn is huge. And in the back of the barn in the corner, we could just see like this shadow moving across the wall. And then all of a sudden, it like the face got a little bit out of that shadow. And I swear to God on my life that this thing had horns and it was staring at us with beady red eyes. We shrieked and we ran from the barn screaming, got back to the house, never said anything to anyone. We just said, we'll never talk about it. And we never did. Still to this day, her and I have not spoken about it. So we went to bed that night and the same thing happened, but to Jamie this time. She was dragged out of bed. And I lay there just watching in horror, but I couldn't scream. I couldn't even get a word out. And it happened so fast, probably maybe 30 seconds, but it felt like an eternity. This continued for a few weeks. I would wake up with scratches. Jamie actually woke up that after that last time with 3 scratches on the back of her calf. And I had them on my back, my neck. My mom became concerned when it showed up on my face, on my left cheek. It just looked like 3 claw marks just dug down my face. And my mom said, that's enough with the Ouija board. And I said, well, we haven't even done anything with the Ouija board and you were supposed to have thrown it away. And so my mom opened the door to the outside, the front porch, and the Ouija board was literally sitting there in front of the door like we had never thrown it away. Now, that was a little creepy, but my mom decided, okay, you know what? Enough is enough. So she blessed the house herself. She is pagan, and as am I. And so she went around, she blessed the house. Now, we lived there for 3 years after this happened. And the activity stopped for a little while, but there were so many more experiences that happened in this house. And this house has a very dark history. But I just wanted to call in and at least share that tidbit for now. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts on the Ouija board that comes back to life?
Oh, that darn Ouija board.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'd be curious to know, like, was there any activity in the house before then? Because she said it had a very dark history, but all of what she said seems connected to her Ouija board experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of also seems like the house, if it has this dark history, there's probably some activity that had been going on. Mm-hmm. So did the Ouija board, you suppose, just ramp it up? Because what the hell, going to drag you out of bed in the middle of the night by your ankles?
It seems like a lot.
What? And then it was like her ankles are scratchy and she's getting scratched tonight. And then her mom was like, when it was on her face, that was too much. As a parent, you'd be like, what are you talking about? Something's grabbing you out of bed and you have scratches on your ankles. Like, I would be sleeping in the bed with my kid.
Yeah.
My kid told me something like that. But the mom's like, yeah, you kids, quit playing with that Ouija board. We got to throw it away.
Just turn that off and you won't be drug out of bed anymore. Yeah, I probably would handle it a little differently if I was mom or dad there. But hey, you know, you gotta teach them the lesson on not to play with the Ouija boards, I guess.
Don't throw it away too soon. Let them be terrified for a while.
Let's make this a teachable moment.
Exactly. And maybe that's what mom was doing. It's like, okay, now that it's scratching your face, I gotta do something.
Yep. Until then, you know, keep communicating with the demons, but trust me, there is a line we do not cross in this house. So, anyway. Hey, if you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, check out patreon.com/realghoststories or get it all on Apple Podcasts on our premium subscriber channel right there. Check it out at Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.